This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And as we mentioned earlier, this is our anniversary show. Starting this show, we will begin the 28th year of broadcasting live all across the USA in syndication with our program. We started on December 31st, 1990. So this show is a very important show to us because it's the start of the 28th year. Well, on our show this hour, author Jillian Garr is here. She has penned a book called 100 Things Elvis Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Elvis would have turned 84 years old coming up this week, January 8th. Hard to believe. Casey Armstrong will be joining us. He's got a book called Simply Amazing. And car radio talk show host Jack Neerad will be talking about car care. And that's all coming up the second hour of Ron Sedgy Today. We'll be right back with hour number two, so don't go away.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Well, that voice doesn't need introduction, I guess. We're back live all across the USA and around the world. And I have a book in front of me that I have gone through a couple of times. And if anybody's listened to me for any length of time, they know that topic of the next guest is one that's very familiar to me. I knew this gentleman, and he was quite a guy. 100 Things Elvis Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Joining us is its author from Seattle, Jillian Garr. Hi, Jillian. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I'm a huge Elvis fan, and I'm a singer, too, by the way, so I steal a lot of the King's arrangements. He, along with Joe Esposito and James Burton, were friends of mine. This is a great book. How'd you get the idea for this? I know that you've done one on the Beatles and the Elvis' great comeback back in 68, but what gave you the idea to do this? Because it's a great title and a great book.
Well, Triumph, the publisher, they had a series of books like this on sports teams. So, you know, it would be 100 things Seahawks fans should know or Cubs fans or whoever. And they decided they wanted to get more into pop culture. So they contacted me about doing a book like this on the Beatles. You mentioned that. And that came out last year.
Yeah.
And so then they decided to move on to Elvis.
Wow.
And because they knew I'd written extensively about the Beatles and Elvis, that's how I got the gig. And I was happy to do so.
Now, I'm going to ask you an unfair question. Which one of those two enterprises was the most interesting to research and write about?
That's a good question. I don't know. For me, maybe the Beatles one was because I had always wanted to write a book on the Beatles, but it's, you know, hard to find a new angle or something different to do.
Yeah.
And I probably wouldn't have thought of this kind of angle on my own. But I thought, well, this is what you were offered, and it's your chance to write about the Beatles.
There you go.
So I was excited to do that and add to the canon of Beatle literature.
Yeah, well, and there's a lot on the Elvis literature, too. Now,
oh, boy, yeah.
Now, did you have to interview a lot of people, or did you do basically inside investigative work, like research on different subjects, like the airplanes and the cars and the records and, you know, how Hawaii plays such a big role in his life? Or did you actually go to person to person?
Well, actually, I drew on previous work. So I didn't do any new interviews for this book, but I drew on the interviews I'd done in the past. Because, let's see, prior to this, I'd done two books on Elvis, and I had an Elvis column at Goldmine Magazine for a time called All Things Elvis, and had written, I guess, mostly for Goldmine about Elvis. So over the course of that and in writing the books, I had all these interviews to draw from. And, of course, I'd built up a great library of books, which was nice. I didn't have to buy too many books because I had all the research materials here. And, I mean, you think about things like writing about Graceland. I'd been to Memphis a couple times, and so I bought the official guidebook that Graceland puts out about itself. And so I had that to look at, which, of course, would give you a lot of information on the planes and things. Of course, it's easier to find stuff online now, too.
Yeah.
Which is a big help. You could just, you know, do a search that way.
Did you visit Graceland?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I've been there, let's see, four times. Yeah, I've been there four times.
Now, do you know Angie Marchese?
No, I don't.
Okay, Angie is director of the archives. She's been on our show several times.
Oh, that'd be very interesting.
Well, it is very interesting because she's the only one that really handles the second floor storage that, of course, the public is not allowed to go to. And one of these days, I'm sure they're going to open it up because that'll reestablish that as another tourist attraction for those of us that have been there more than once, as you alluded to. And, you know, it's funny because I always thought of when the President Bush went there with the Japanese emperor. You often wondered if the Secret Service didn't go upstairs to check out that second floor. I'm sure that someone had to do that, you know?
Yeah, I would think they had to. And I had read once in a biography of the comedian Andy Kaufman that when he was touring Graceland, and he was on a private tour, that he was taken upstairs. So I wonder if over the years VIPs have been allowed to go up there.
Yeah, that's a good question. So out of all the things that you've researched, and there's a lot of stuff in here, what do you find most interesting about Elvis?
Well, I guess that he's lasted so long and still seems to have such a cultural impact that continues through the generations. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think of other artists, well, at the time Elvis was around, if you think of singers, 50 years ago, maybe not so good, but even 30 years ago, I mean, Glenn Miller was huge. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a huge star during his day. But yet he doesn't really have that kind of impact. People know some of the songs, of course. Everybody knows In the Mood. But he's not out there in a way that Elvis is. And you could certainly say that musically, Glenn Miller, you know, did advanced music, did some innovative things with music as well. So he wasn't just another musician. But I think to have lasting power, I don't think it's enough to be just a good musician. I think you have to be somewhat innovative as well. And Elvis took rock and roll into the mainstream. I mean, you know, he didn't invent it, but he synthesized the things he heard, the music he heard, and he was given the platform to take it to a wider audience, bigger audience, and pushed it there. And in a way, you see the whole rock industry build up as well because of that. I mean, I don't think he was just important musically, but in the 50s, you know, they thought of rock and roll as kid stuff. Oh, it's not going to last that long. You know, Elvis wasn't going to last that long. But instead, the industry just kept changing and evolved. You know, you went from rock and roll to rock in the 60s, and it's still around. So, you know, he had a big impact in other ways besides musical, I think.
Oh, I don't doubt that in the least. There was a cultural change, not just a music change. It was the hair. It was the clothes. It was the personality. It was the macho. It was, you know, all of the girls. You know, the guys loved them, too. It's an amazing thing to kind of just look over from a psychological standpoint. And I have to agree with you. You know, the one thing that you mentioned about the Glenn Miller, you know, look at Frank Sinatra. Look how big Frank Sinatra was, and the fact remains that his house isn't open for tours, his plane isn't open for tours, you know, I mean, it's not the same kind of following, and that's what's amazing. What really kind of always got me about Elvis was that, and, you know, talking to his pal Joe Esposito all the time, in fact, he used to be a business partner of mine, is that Joe said, Elvis, and I concur with this, would be surprised at what's happened over the past years.
Yeah, I think so. You hear sometimes, especially at the end of his life, he felt sort of despondent, didn't think he'd be remembered. I don't think he appreciated the impact his music had. Well, you know, actually, when you think about it, I think this is in my book, when I wrote about the rock and roll set that came out in the 90s, the early 90s, and how Ernst Jorgensen, who hadn't started the Follow That Dream label yet, but was still working with RCA, how they put that box set together. And he said that the expectations for it were pretty low, because even then, and this was 91, 92, I think, when that came out, RCA just didn't think it was going to be a big seller.
Mm-hmm.
And yet that, in many ways, that set, I think, really helped change the thinking on Elvis and reestablish his cultural importance. Because in the 80s, certainly you look at the CDs came in, and a lot of the CDs that were put out on Elvis were just straight reissues and not very well thought out and not even going back to the original tapes. You know, they weren't really the best quality. And he just wasn't being marketed very well. But you had someone like Ernst who had a real appreciation and love for Elvis's music, who wanted to say, you know, this guy is more than just the jumpsuit character he was at the end. He has this cultural importance, as you will hear, on this set. And, of course, you know, the set did very well. It had big sales for a box set. I mean, considering it's 5 CDs, so, you know, not that cheap then. And got great reviews. And I think that helped turn around the thinking on him.
Well, I think, really, the Elvis camp himself and Colonel and probably even RCA at some point figured that there was a waning type of a reputation that was having towards the end, because they sold the catalog of all of his songs prior to the early 70s back to RCA, not knowing that a few months later they'd be worth $1 billion.
I know. That's just devastating when you think about the amount of money that they lost.
Unbelievable. Hey, Jillian, can you stay with us a little bit longer?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Our guest is Jillian Garr. The name of the book is 100 Things Elvis Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It's a great book, and it's a fun book to read. And after all the books that have been put out about Elvis over the years, this one has a different twist to it. And Jillian and I will be right back with more all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Where no one else can understand me. When everything I do is wrong.
And we are back, live all across the USA and around the world. We are talking to author Jillian Garr, who has penned a book called 100 Things Elvis Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Previously to this, she had 100 Things Beatles Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Now, you have touched on a lot of things. By the way, this past June 24th marked the last concert that Elvis did back in 1977. Now, you got a lot of great stuff in here, including a little bit about his cars. I own, as a result of him, a Stutz Blackhawk. And no wonder he loved that automobile. That was the last car that he was seen in, driving through the gates of Graceland the night of August 16th after returning from a dentist office. This is a fascinating recap of so many things that a lot of people will be surprised to know, including the fact that the impact, I think we all knew, about his mom, Elvis in Las Vegas, and the fact that he absolutely thought, as you and I were talking about, that he was a chosen one to be this big megastar and was very frustrated with his movie career.
Oh, yeah. The more I think about it, I just find it astonishing that a star of Elvis's caliber did not have script approval. And, you know, apparently his manager, Colonel Parker, didn't even ask for it. I think there's a famous story that one time the studio did say, oh, would you like to see the script and offer your opinion? He said, you know, that would cost you $25,000 or whatever. He didn't want to look at it. And that just seems astonishing to me. I mean, can you think of any big star today that would do that?
No, in fact, what was amazing to me was that the Colonel used to have the photo shoot for the movies taken of Elvis, and then he'd sell it back to the movie company or the record label.
Yes, and they let him get away with it.
They let him get away. Now, here's something I never understood. Other than a Lifetime Achievement Award, which I think was after he passed away, the only Grammy Award that Elvis Presley ever did was for his gospel albums. I mean, I find that crazy.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I think if you look through the Beatles' career, they didn't get that many Grammys while they were together as the Beatles, too. Yeah, you know how these awards things go. They can be very subjective, of course, because you have people, you know, voting on them. But to not get anything, although, how do you quantify? How do you tell what the best album is? You know, I'll cut them a little slack there. But you think the work in the 50s was so important, and I don't know if he was even nominated in the 50s for anything.
It
was the Grammy or the religious music, and you think, well, what about the comeback special, and what about the songs he did in Memphis at 69, you know, Suspicious Minds and all those.
He went back to Memphis and
Chips Moment,
yeah, wow. That was great stuff, and didn't get anything, and that was a huge comeback. They talk about the 68 special, but it really took the airwaves in 69.
Well, he hadn't had big solid hits like that in a long time.
What about the money problems? And you talk about that in the book, because a lot of people thought that because he gave away so many cars, that the money was just coming in by the tons. And it really wasn't. These 3-month hiatuses that he would take
certainly did not help his expenses, which were horrendous, plus the fact that Colonel, being illegal alien, never took him out of the country.
Yeah, and had warned him to be very careful about his taxes and just not take many deductions and just pay the main bill, whereas I suppose he was able to take a personal deduction, but not taking, you know, more advantage of his position to use his money wisely. I mean, at the end, you could certainly say, yeah, you know, money is coming in this regular stream. It's just the problem was that he was spending more than was incoming. So that's where the problem came in.
Yeah.
He had the expenses. He had the entourage. He had all the cars he'd give away at one point, you know, buying 10 cars at a time. You know, that's going to burn through the wallet pretty well.
Yeah, and then, of course, everybody around him became, I hate to say this, hangers-on, or in some cases, leeches. And that was a shame, because he was very dedicated to those people. Do you think he would have married Ginger Aldrin?
I don't know. I know people like to say later, oh no. Some people say, you know, he didn't even propose to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he may well have, and maybe in the moment that he proposed to her, he did fully intend to marry her. But then who knows what would have happened if that went on. I'm not sure. I know another story that people have put out is that, well, on the last day of what was going to be his next tour, that the one that was starting at the time he died, the last dates were in Memphis.
Yes.
And that he was going to announce his engagement on stage.
Right.
During the final show. And who knows, he might have been swept up in the moment and done that. But that's what you get a sense of in the last few years, you know, just being caught up in whatever he felt with then and not necessarily looking ahead, planning, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
More spontaneous and not a real depth of commitment. So who knows? I mean, he might have, but he might not have.
Yeah, a lot of ups, too many downs for the young man. Bodyguard book there with Red West and Sonny and those guys really put a real stake in his heart. But he was quite a unique character, and the fact of the matter is that after all these years, he still perpetuates, and books like 100 Things Elvis Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. What do you think is the number one thing they should do?
I would say go to Graceland, but maybe I could broaden it and say go to Memphis.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll pinpoint it and say go to Graceland.
There you go.
I mean, it'd be nice to go during Elvis Week, too, although for the first time that might be a bit crazy. Maybe I should broaden it. I think, you know, go to Memphis with a copy of Peter Kralnick's Last Train to Memphis, which really captures the feeling of what it was like in Memphis when he was growing up there, because that's where he came from. And when you drive around the town and see how really small it is, how it, you know, it does not take that long even to drive from Graceland to Sun Studio.
No.
Or where he lived up there at Lauderdale Court.
Right.
And you just get a sense of how small it was. Wasn't that far from Lauderdale to Beale Street, where he used to go hang out. And it really gives you a sense of where he came from and the kinds of things that influenced him. Because although Memphis has changed a lot, you know, it still has something of a small town feel.
Yeah.
And I mean, for the real dramatic shift, you know, you can look at Lauderdale Courts, which is open during Elvis Week for touring. The rest of the time you can stay there. And then go to Graceland and, you know, see that jump.
Going from that pickup truck to that Stutz Blackhawk is a very, very long way to go. The book is out right now, 100 Things Elvis Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Even if you're not an Elvis fan, it's great reading. It's penned by our guest Jillian Gar. Very nicely done. You know, there was an old showbiz adage that was, and I'm sure you know this, was done in New York right after he died. And the booking agent, PR guy that was up there, when he heard of Elvis's death, first thing he said was, good career move. Because nobody wants to deal with an aging star.
Mm.
It's hard to believe, as Pat Boone once said to me, an old Elvis. And I think the fact that he died at such a young age and still had youth on his side, of course, like John Kennedy, how we remember him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
definitely.
Jillian, anytime you want to come back, let us know, okay?
Okay.
It was
okay,
fun.
Thanks.
You're terrific, and the book's great.
Thanks.
Okay. And coming up this Tuesday, January 8th, will mark the 84th birthday of Elvis Presley. That is so hard to comprehend. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump says not much headway was made in negotiations over reopening the government. A meeting is set up for Sunday as well. Meanwhile, the president's chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, sat down on NBC's Meet the Press and says that the president is willing to negotiate and move forward.
As I came up the other day in the private meeting with the big eight, as they call them, the leaders from the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, was that he was willing to agree, and he mentioned this at the Rose Garden press conference, to take a concrete wall off the table.
You can catch that entire interview with Mulvaney on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren was campaigning in Sioux City, Iowa, when she was asked about her Native American heritage.
I am not a person of color. I am not a citizen of a tribe. Tribal citizenship is very different from ancestry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgie today. Our next guest has a very compelling book. It's called Simply Amazing, and it's stories of inspiration, of success over tragedy, near-death experiences, as told by a gentleman who experienced a lot of this in his lifetime. He worked for Howard Stern for many, many years. Joining us right now with Casey Armstrong. Hey, Casey, welcome to the show. It's a good book you got here, my friend.
Hey, Ron, thank you so much, man. And, you know, you could tell why you're such a pro, man. I mean, you know, that intro right there, I mean, it sounds like you've done this once or twice.
I did. This is about the fourth time, and it was a little bit more than once. An old friend of yours was on just before, and that is Stuttering John Melendez, who also has a book out. You guys worked together on the Stern Show, I understand.
Yeah, Ron, we were there probably about, well, he was there when I came. I came right out of college in 98, and he had been there for a while. But, yeah, I mean, I remember we played golf a couple times, and he sat right next to me. We spent a lot of time together. So Stone John is a funny guy.
Yeah, he is a funny guy. Well, this book is amazing. You named it right, Simply Amazing.
Thanks, Ron.
One of the things that really got to me was the beginning. It talks about your own problems. You had to overcome a ton yourself just to get to this point. Tell us a little bit about it, because it really sets the foundation for what's in the book.
Yeah, Ron, I mean, you know, you hit it right on there. I mean, the best thing, I think, about doing something like this, who wants to talk about the deepest, darkest, most embarrassing point in their life where they don't really, they're not really shining that much, and a lot of it's hard to admit when we fall short, but I can't tell you how many people have emailed and written me and called me and said, you know, I didn't know that someone else felt the way that I did, and I can't thank you enough for saying that. Now I don't feel so alone. I know that there's some other people, because basically what I'm talking about, Ron, is all the things that I've gone through, the challenges, they've pretty much all been self-inflicted. Because I've had a lot of problems with mental illness and with substance abuse. I'm an alcoholic. And then that led to some health problems. So, you know, if I had my S together, then a lot of this stuff wouldn't happen. But who does? Who really does? I mean, we're all works in progress, aren't we?
What in your life changed it? Because you mentioned before alcoholism, depression. I mean, you had a great start with the Stern Show. You were hospitalized like 40 times. At what point, Casey, do you say, you know what, enough's enough, I got to turn this thing around? And turning it around is not just saying it, it's hard work.
Yeah, and you're right. And people ask me, say, what was was there one final thing? I mean, was there one event? And It had happened. It had snowballed after so many years. When I was in California, is when I got fired. I went to California, and I wasn't doing the right thing. You know, I was a stand-up comic, and you do everything you can to supplement your income, and a lot of times it doesn't really work out. So there's a lot of challenges out there. But I say one of the things that kind of laid the groundwork of doing something good was when I started going to Calvary Chapel Church in Costa Mesa. So I had always been someone who was angry with God, and I had no faith, and I kind of got into that. I mean, I was still doing things wrong, and I was still, you know, not a great example of a Christian, but at least there was something that was positive that I was doing there. And then after the health and when the drinking got so out of hand, you know, I still believed in God, and I would get angry a lot of times, but it came down to the people that I was surrounding myself with, and it's so true. I mean, you heard that saying? What's that saying about birds of a
feather fly together, I guess.
Right. And you know, if you surround yourself with, I hate to call somebody a dirtbag, but just for the sake of argument here, you know, if you're surrounded by dirtbags, chances are you're a dirtbag.
Right.
Or if you surround yourself with good people who have faced challenges, they stood up with some integrity, and they live their life with integrity, that's kind of what you're going to be about. And I guess I wanted to live my life that way, even though I knew that there was a whole bunch of things that I was going uphill with and it wasn't going to be easy. But I thought people don't want to be brought down. They don't want negativity. It doesn't help anybody. So I thought if I could just showcase positive people and positive stories, that selfishly it would help me, but also I could make something that I was proud of because my health was looking pretty bad.
Well, I think you bring up a very valid point. People don't want to hear down stories, but what they do like to hear are stories sometimes of people that are down that get themselves out of that. Now, your radio station, WMAP, actually is online. I mean, I know you do some syndication in the Florida area and up north. And in the book, you have 11 interviews of people who have survived the Holocaust, cancer, poverty, special needs for children, and they've gone on to tell you how they started, how they were in the hole, and most importantly, how they got out of the hole. And you open up that venue on your radio website to anyone who wants to tell the story. Am I not incorrect on that, Casey?
You're right on, and that's why you're at the top of your game and you're such a professional, because obviously you did your research. What you just said was exactly what we do. We're basically, you know, putting out stories. It's all talk, because I think you're right. It's what you said. People don't want to be brought down, and they want to hear stories about someone who's been down but gets back up and finds a way how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If they can do it, why can't I?
Comedian Andy Andrews, many years ago, came out with a book that had letters in it from people like Bob Hope and Tom Brokaw and different people like that, that had people of fame. And I think a lot of times when you read something of that nature where it's a personality, you don't really feel sorry for them, because you do. But in this particular case, these are people, I think, that are more relatable because they're not superstars. They're everyday people.
Yeah, that's a great point, because that's actually something that I did that on purpose, because I believe that, and I've been around celebrities, and I got to tell you, everybody's human, and nobody's more special than anybody else. But how many people do most people come in contact with that are celebrities? The people that they come across are the common, but the everyday person like me, or like Tom Butts, or Verna Rice. I mean, people in your community. Those are the people that you know, and when you hear them go through, they talk about their challenges, it becomes real, I believe.
Well, as I mentioned in the introduction, it's a very compelling book to hear your story and the story of all the people that you've interviewed. But
thanks.
I have one thing that really amazed me, all right? How the heck you were able to list all the names up to this point on Twitter, Instagram, mm-hmm. Facebook. My question is, how'd you do that? And they're in alphabetical order. I mean, that had to take 14 years just to figure that out.
Yeah, I mean, this been, you know, I wanted to see, everybody says, oh, we're going to thank the fans, and we're going to thank you, but they never do, actually.
Right.
So even though there's 10,000 of them, I put every single one of their names in, because on social media, if somebody says something mean or something like that, I just delete them right away.
Yeah.
Because I don't have time for that. I don't need any of that. I don't read the bad stuff. You just, you know, I just wish you luck, and I move on. But those people that have stuck with me, I mean, a lot of them have said some really, really nice things and have been a source of support. And I really appreciate that, because anybody who says something nice to you or is behind you, there's been times where I didn't feel like I had anybody except, you know, my family. So when strangers will come out and say that they're rooting for you, that's something that I will never forget.
Yeah.
So I wanted to thank them.
Well, my question is that if I this afternoon decide that I want to go and befriend you on Facebook, which I'm going to do, do you have to write this whole book all over again?
Well, you know what, Ron, the next book is going to be called Simply Amazing Women, and I already got pretty much all the stories, the ones that we're going to use almost. I need like one or two more, but you can count on your name being in the next one.
Okay. Hey, Casey, thank you for joining us. The name of the book is Simply Amazing, and go to WMAPradio.com to hear them online. Casey, Godspeed with you, my friend. I hope that all of your hard times are behind you, including the health problems. Keep up the good work, and please join us again sometime. You're a great guest.
Ron, and thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my story and to promote this. And can I just tell you one last thing?
Yes.
It gives you a choice. When you go there, you can buy it from Barnes & Noble, and you can buy it from Amazon.
Sounds great. Thanks, KC. Look forward to having you back.
Thanks again, Ron. God bless you. Ron, you're really good at what you do, man. I see why you are where you are.
Thank you, sir. KC Armstrong has been our guest, has a new book out right now called Simply Amazing. It's got some fascinating stories about perseverance, and there's more to come
with Ron Zedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The world, you're listening to Ron Zedgy today. Our next guest certainly is not shy about being on the radio. He has probably one of the hottest radio shows when it comes to automobiles, America on the Road. Great show. I've listened to it myself. And we're going to talk about how to get your car prepared for the winter. And even if you're in Orlando, like I am, you got to do that. Joining us right now is Jack Nierad. Hi, Jack. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, great to talk to you, Ron. Thanks so much.
Well, I'm glad that you're here because finally I get a chance to talk to another car guy. I don't have a lot of, you know, occasions for doing that, so I'm glad we're going to do that. Let's talk about winter weather, and let's first address the weather that I came from 28 years ago, the north. Winter weather like snow and ice and some rain put in there, too.
Why is it so important to winterize your car? And that may seem like a very simplistic question, but there are people out there that really don't know what's going on.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are three times more weather-related incidents in the winter than in any other time of year. Depending on where you're living, they can be life-threatening. You're probably not going to freeze to death in Orlando or maybe not even in northern Florida. But you can run into that sometimes, and you certainly can be inconvenienced by the weather. So having your car in tip-top shape when you're going to find some challenging weather is a smart thing to do.
Now let's talk about antifreeze for a second. When I came down from Pennsylvania many, many years ago, I figured, hey, I'm in Florida. I don't need antifreeze. But you do, don't you?
Absolutely. You're going to probably have some nights where it's 32 or so. I mean, my family went to Disney World a couple years ago, and we had like 3 days in a row that were about 35 degrees. So you're going to run into some cold nights, and all it takes is one cold night if your antifreeze is not working properly for your engine to be destroyed. So I would say visit a Jiffy Lube. Have them check your antifreeze. They will replace it very rapidly. They're good at that. Of course, they're known for their oil changes as well, and they'll do a rapid, great oil change. If you can't find a Jiffy Lube, of course, go to JiffyLube.com. But, you know, I think they'll do a great job for you, and you really need to check that coolant. And you're going to run into some issues, too, if you don't have that coolant checked in the summer months when you're facing much hotter temperatures.
Yeah, that's where I think the fallacy comes in. I think people think that it really and truly is only for very, very cold weather, and it really isn't. When it comes to oil changes, now they always say change it. It used to be every 3,000 miles. Now, do you really have a oil out there that takes 5,000, 10,000 miles?
Well, some manufacturers would tell you that that's the case, that they do. I always recommend, you know, changing the oil more often. And I think it's cheap insurance for your engine. And it's also great, you know, to do at wintertime to get the right oil in the engine, because it will lubricate better if you have the engine oil that's associated with wintertime as opposed to a summer oil.
Now, let's talk about a car that doesn't have a lot of miles or sits. Is it important, even though it's under, you know, the needed amount of mileage, to put oil in it? Is it important just to do it? Does it lose its viscosity by just sitting?
Well, I would say the new oils do a better job of, you know, maintaining their integrity over time. But I think making certain that your oil is proper is a good thing to do. It's also important to make certain your battery is prepared for whatever your car is going to throw at it and whatever weather is going to throw at it. I mean, a lot of people let their battery die before they do anything about it, and it's a silly thing to do, because you can go to Batteries Plus Bulbs. They will check your battery for free. You don't need an appointment. You just pull up, and they'll check your battery. If you need a new battery, they have great batteries like Duracell Ultra batteries, AGM batteries. They have wiper blades, and, you know, wiper blades take a beating in Florida, absolutely, from the bugs and, you know, everything else that's going on your windshield. So go to batteriesplus.com to get more information about where those stores are, but they'll do a good job for you installing a battery if you need it for free.
Jack, is there any advantage to having a battery? I don't even know they make them anymore. They make all sealed batteries now. Do they make the old kind where you check the water level?
They do. They still make flooded batteries, although I think most people for automotive uses are much better off with a sealed battery like a Duracell Ultra. I think that's the way to go. I mean, there's very little car maintenance being done by the average driver these days. They're just not used to it, and I think manufacturers are getting to the point where the fewer things that need to be serviced, the better off they're going to feel about what's going on there.
What about fluid levels? Because a lot of people don't even know where to look. Somebody the other day said to me, because, you know, I'm a car collector, they said, I think I'm down on my radiator fluid. So I checked and said, no, it's full. They were checking their windshield wiper container.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's why you want to go to where the people actually, you know about that stuff, because, you know, the do-it-yourselfers these days, you know, there are a few people who know what they're doing, but there's a lot of people who do no maintenance whatsoever.
Yeah, try to find somebody to work on a carburetor today. What about tires? You talk about seasonal tires. Now that I'm in the South, when it rains, it's like a catastrophe here. Now, I'm used to, you know, 48 feet of snow back in the old days.
Right.
But here, there is a rain tire, in addition to a seasonal tire up north, which in, you know, the terms was a winter tire. I remember when they used to put chains on them. What about
right.
these tires? I mean, do you have to, should you have a different type of tire for rainy weather in the south? And
you should
obviously
have, you should definitely have a tire for the conditions in which you drive. You know, in some areas, it would be a dedicated winter tire, like a Hercules Avalanche RT that is designed for cold weather. But I would also go to HerculesTires.com. They're a great tire brand, a value tire brand, and they have brands, you know, models of tires for all kinds of conditions. And so if you're encountering a lot of rain, there's a tire for that. They have a tire for that. And, you know, again, getting experts, don't just go with something that's round and black
yeah.
as your tire. Get a little information. Go to HerculesTires.com, for example, and learn about the tires and, you know, find a tire for your application, for what you're encountering.
Jack, I failed to mention, editor at Motor Trend Magazine, editor at Automotive Age, director of publications at J.D. Power & Associates, and your work as a book with The Complete Idiot's Guide to Buying or Leasing a Car and Chevrolet Corvette. Boy, isn't that the truth. Where can we go, Jack, for more information about this and more that we've talked about today?
Well, I would advise your listeners to go to tipsontv.com. That's tipsontv.com for information about winter driving and all the things we talked about today.
Jack, what is the most frequently asked question on your show?
I would say it's, what should I buy? What car should I buy? And it's a difficult one to answer because you don't know the requirements of that person. Are they single or do they have a family of five? You know, so another question or two is required to come up with a pretty good answer after that question.
That's a tough one. That is really a tough one. Well, Jack, thanks for joining us again. America on the Road is one of the radio shows as it relates to automotive questions. Anything you want to ask Jack, he knows the answer to. And again, go to tipsontv.com for more information. Jack, thanks for joining us, and we invite you to come back in the new year, okay?
My pleasure, Ron. I'd love to talk to you again.
Sounds
Thank
good.
You.
Thanks, Jack. Our guest has been Jack Nerad as a host of America on the Road. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
That's going to put a wrapper on things with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the start of our 28th year. And our guests include the very talented Grammy Award-winning singer Sarah Brightman, Ted Danson and Kristen Bell from The Good Place, the group King of Hearts founders Tommy Funderburk and Bruce Gysich, Jenny McNaughton, author Jillian Garr talking about the 84th birthday of Elvis coming up Tuesday, author Casey Armstrong and Jack Nierab. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.